This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Coming up, designer Nanette Lepore on the importance of producing her high-end clothing in the United States. But first to America's malls, where it is supposed to be a busy day full of returns and maybe some good deals. The Mall of America near Minneapolis says the day after Christmas is traditionally the biggest shopping day of the year. So how are things going? Bruce Gellerman of our home station WBUR just got back from a mall in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and he is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Jeremy.
What did you see?
What I saw was a lot of sales clerks playing and texting on their phones. What I didn't see were a lot of shoppers. There weren't a lot of people there, Jeremy. I mean, I felt like I could go bowling down the middle of this mall. It was a huge mall. Listen to this. That's the sound.
That sounds kind of empty.
Silent night? This was silent morning.
Well, what's going on? What are you hearing from people that were there?
Well, what I heard was a lot of people returning gifts and a lot of people just kind of nosing around, just looking, kind of doing their mall thing. But what I did notice was something curious. I think this might be a trend, and then I can only say, it's from my impression, is that I think a lot of people are waiting till after Christmas to actually go shopping, and those people are not your traditional Christmas shoppers. I spoke with a young woman, Pasang Lamo. She lives in Boston, but she's originally from Tibet.
We know that after Christmas there's a lot of great sales, so that's why we decide to shop afterwards, because we don't celebrate Christmas, so we just buy whenever there's sales.
Yeah, she was buying a scarf at a deep, deep discount. I mean, 70% off at Macy's. I got to tell you, I was waiting for somebody to come out of Macy's 2 minutes before somebody actually walked out of the store.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, though, may be just going online, not heading to the malls, but going online. Oh. I know holiday web sales are up 13.5% compared with 2012. And some were saying, I heard last night on NPR, that because Christmas fell on a Wednesday this year, more people might be doing some online shopping than usual in the days after because they might be at work, at the office. They can use their computer.
Yeah, I think it was a landmark business for Amazon. I think they did really well. But I spoke with Doug Reisberg, who was there not to buy anything. He was there to return a gift. And he said, basically, he used his fingers to do the shopping this year.
A lot of online this year. Less and less at Best Buy, more at Amazon nowadays. So definitely online is, I think, much larger than years past.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gone up way up. In fact, I think the national figures are for brick-and-mortar stores. I think it's down something like 21%.
And this was a short shopping season, we should say. Also, 26 days instead of the normal 32 days. This is because Thanksgiving came late this year. How did that impact things?
Hard to tell. It certainly knocked off 6 days of the year. And people did a lot of front loading, a lot before Thanksgiving, it seems to be. And they and then the first week after Thanksgiving was good, but then it fell off. The second week was down like 3%. The week after that, second week in December, it was down like 0.08%. So significant hit. And so everybody's waiting for this third week for figures to come through, but they look like they're down pretty significantly too. Mm.
And Bruce, this comes in a year that has been, a year in which the economy has gotten better. There has been recovery. What was the mood, would you say, among these retailers down at the mall today?
Boy, they didn't look like a happy bunch, I got to tell you. I mean, the stores were empty, and the signs say 70% off, 65% off, 50% off, buy one, get one free. I mean, so it's really interesting to see this. I think people have become inured by the sales, one day only event, and here's the coupon. But I think a lot of people are actually, and I know this to be true, more and more people are buying gift cards to give away, and more people, like Christopher Armstrong, somebody I spoke to, he was there, really not going to shop. He had done his shopping earlier, but he came armed with a fistful of gift cards.
Oh, no, I got a lot of my Christmas shopping done already. I'm just picking up little leftover items, So, got a lot of gift cards to redeem, so that's the best part.
Yeah, he had gotten a PS2, a PS3, an Xbox One, a flat screens, but, he was there with his gift cards. A lot of people with gift cards.
Do you have any returns to do?
And me? No, I always have returns. I'm terrible to buy a gift for. I always return everything.
See, I actually do have one return to make today. However, I'm sure that none of the gifts that I gave will be returned because I'm sure they're all perfect. Bruce Gellerman of Here and Now, home station WBUR, who's been out at the malls today. Bruce, thanks so much.
You're welcome.